She's a Dubai princess and a member of one of the richest and most privileged families on the planet. But Latifa Al Maktoum claims she's being held hostage by her tyrannical father and is pleading for help. She sent another message for help to the world via a new BBC documentary, which features secret video messages recorded by Princess Latifa. But there appears little chance that pressure from the outside world will help secure her freedom, given the power her father wields as Dubai's ruler. David Sparks reports.
Princess Latifa Al Maktoum does not sound like a woman living a life of glamour and luxury.
So I'm in a villa. I'm a hostage, and this villa has been converted into a jail.
She's taped video messages and sent them to friends who shared them with the BBC for use in a new documentary. She says she's recorded them in the bathroom of a villa where she's being held hostage.
All the windows are barred shut. I can't open any window. There's 5 policemen outside and 2 policewomen inside the house.
Princess Latifa says she fears for her life. She tried to escape in 2018, fleeing the country by boat, before a group of commandos on another boat intercepted her.
On this small boat, it was, I don't know how many commandos, maybe 12, 15, and the 2 Emirati, like, lieutenant sergeants I was fighting. And this guy came with a small pouch, like a camouflage pouch, and he took out the needle and he injected me in my arm, and I was, like, fighting. I was saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
Her friends say these secret video messages have stopped coming, and they're asking the United Nations to step in. The Dubai government and the royal family claim she is safe and in the care of her family. But few people believe that. Fatima Yazbek from the Australian-based Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights says it's clear that Princess Latifa has been abducted.
So we knew about the case of Princess Latifa for a while, but releasing these videos again proves more that Princess Latifa is not in a good place. She explained about her miserable conditions that she is living in, like she's jailed in her own house by her own father. And the decision of her friends to release the videos indicates that Princess Latifa might be in danger or might be in a more worse condition.
We have here the story of one individual, one shocking story, but it is perhaps emblematic of something wider going on within that society.
The United Arab Emirates usually promotes themselves as the country of tolerance. So how does a king or a ruler of a country treat his people if he is treating his own daughter by this cruelty?
Fatima Yazbek from the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights, ending that report by David Sparks.